Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, welcome back into the show. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by Nate Taylor of The Athletic. Let me tell you that our weekly parlay is brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. So this is what we do every week. We give you one college football parlay. We also give you one NFL parlay to hope you win a little bit of cash. For those of you that play these, we have hit a parlay in each of the last 3 weeks. So we are doing our best to try to help you win a little bit of money. Rob, if you will, hit me with a little bit of music. Let's win the folks some cash. All right, in college football, there is only one direction for me to go. I actually don't really like this week in college football. This is going to be the least amount of action that I've had out over the course of a Saturday. I do like Penn State on the money line, but I'm not going to include that in my parlay. This is what I'm going to include in my parlay. In the last 55 meetings between two teams that were in the Service Academy, the under is 44-10-1. So the over-under for Air Force and Army is at 41.5. Now, I'm not worried about Army in this situation. I am a little worried about Air Force. So if you want, you can take the first half over-under at 21.5. Maybe this is a 14-7 game at halftime, or maybe Army is up 21-0. Air Force hasn't scored if you're worried about that. But for my official pick, I'm going to take the under on 41.5. I'm going to trust the trend, the fact that it has hit 44 out of the last 55 times between two games in the Service Academy. So my official pick for our college football parlay is give me the under in Air Force and Army at 41.5.
I'm going to take the over tonight's game, by the way. Boise State, San Diego State. I'm going to take the over with Ashton Gentry for rushing yards. Now, a lot of people are going to get scared away by the number because it's 191.5.
That's normally stay away from that.
That's a scary number, but Ashton Gentry is a freak. Up until last week, he was pacing to break Barry Sanders' single-season record, and last week, he slowed to a halt, only having 150-plus on the ground against UNLV. Their opponent, San Diego State, gives up 160 yards per game on the ground. They have not seen a beast like Gentry. This game's on the blue turf. I like Gentry's over at 191.5. You play that with Carrington's under, and it's plus 246 on FanDuel.
All right, I am going to, in the NFL, I'm going to take David Montgomery for an anytime touchdown at minus 105. I'm surprised that there's not more juice attached to this. You're basically going to give me even money for a guy who has scored in all but one game this year, and that's a game that he left with injury. I mean, I understand how Jahmyr Gibbs is at minus 105. So are David Montgomery. Each of them have scored the last 3 weeks. I'm going to take David Montgomery as maybe the more consistent option here. He's also been their goal line option. So every week, if you're going to give me almost even money on David Montgomery, or you can play a boost over on FanDuel and add 30% odds to it, so you can get David Montgomery at plus money, I'm going to take it every single week. Give me David Montgomery minus 105 to score a touchdown against the Packers.
I'm going to take the Broncos plus 9.5. They're on the road at the Ravens, but the Ravens defense is really bad. Like, we don't talk about it enough, but one of the reasons why the Ravens are not Super Bowl good is they can't stop a nosebleed. Jameis Winston was hibachiing them last week, just all over the yard.
I actually took him to throw for 300 yards. Mm-hmm. I laddered it up last week.
Bo Nix might not be that dude, but he's a good enough player, and Sean Payton's a good enough coach where they can figure out how to score. And you're giving me almost 10 points with two equal teams at 5-3. I'll take the Broncos plus 9.5. You pair that with a Montgomery touchdown, it's plus 272.
All right, those are a couple parlays. If you want to go ahead and lay a little bit of money on those, hopefully we help you out. Our weekly parlays brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, and see the scenic views. I was thinking this before Nate Taylor joins us in just a little bit. This is the most entertaining Heisman race I believe we've seen probably since 1998 with Peyton Manning and Charles Woodson. If you think about all of the options that we have right now for the Heisman Trophy, you have Travis Hunter, who I would vote for Travis Hunter. I think he has clearly proven that he is the best player in college football. You were talking about a receiver that has five 100-yard games and is going to be a first-team all-pro wide receiver, also a player who is going to be first-team all-pro on defense. We have never seen a talent like this, not Charles Woodson, not Desmond Howard. We have never, ever seen a player like Travis Hunter at major college football who is a legitimate all-star.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com